Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to The Strike Zone on KMOX. Presented by Graybar. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. Welcome back into the program. About to have a real fun conversation, and it hasn't been a real fun last week or so when it comes to losing some people that are very close to baseball in the St. Louis area, Kenny Holtzman, in addition to Whitey Herzog, and also Carl Erskine is somebody who's got an interesting St. Louis connection. We're going to talk about all that with former Cardinals pitcher, radio broadcaster Ricky Horton. Ricky, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too, Matt. Yeah, it has been a tough week, and you know, when you get involved with people and connected to people in this game, they become like family to you. They really do. And there's, you know, you have a special affinity for people that have played baseball, whatever the number is, 20,000 people in the history of the planet have played Major League Baseball. And when you run across people that have, they're lifelong friends of yours. And so it has been a tough week.
I hope this comes across the right way. The one thing that happens from a positive standpoint when people pass away is sometimes their stories and their legacies get kind of lost, and it's an opportunity to bring that up again. Maybe we should be doing that more when people are alive, but that's another story for another day.
Sure.
Kenny Holtzman's a guy who, man, he was one heck of a pitcher.
Oh, he was in the World Series multiple times. He's a St. Louisan, and, you know, I had several Kenny Holtzman baseball cards as a kid, and, you know, at that time, the cards that I have, most of the cards that I have of him, and I still have them, over 4,000 cards from my youth, he was with the Cubs. But you know, I also remember him vividly with the Yankees, which was kind of one of the teams I rooted for as a kid. And so at least from a pitching point of view, I remember watching him pitch. You know, he was with the A's, three straight World Series championships with the A's, had a lot of rings. And again, so he's an accomplished pitcher. He's the last pitcher in baseball history to throw a no-hitter without striking out a batter. Now that, you know, that is never going to happen again, probably. And for the no-hitter is hard enough, but to not strike out a batter in a game where you want the swing and miss stuff is probably not happening. But beyond that, I got to meet him in St. Louis. He was a longtime athletic director, activities director at the local Jewish Community Center in Chesterfield, and I was a member there for several years. And so I'd meet him at the J and bring my baseball team that I was coaching, my son and his buddies, and we would hit in the basement. He'd be the guy setting everything up for us. And, you know, just a common dude, just kind of hanging with us, talking to the players and telling everybody, hey, anytime you want to come back here, I'll be glad to help you. And so just again, just like the guy next door, really. Yeah. And so just an uncommon career for him, but just a very, very likable guy. I'm honored that I got the chance to know him a little bit.
A sidebar on that, as somebody who was a member of the J2 at one point, there are so many great former athletes who are just members there. I remember the Senior Olympics were in town 1 year, and I did some stories. It's incredible the athletes that are just there on an everyday basis.
Well, you know, they were more athletic than me when I was working out there, but close to home, and just, you know, I've also worked out at the YMCA, but you know, you're around people that care about fitness, and of course that's our world. So, you know, it was a special place, and they had great facilities there, especially for, you know, training young players who wanted to play baseball or softball, and so you know, just serving the community. That's what places like that do, and that community sometimes includes people that are good athletes.
You've said a lot about Whitey Herzog, and here on KMOX, we've done a lot on him, but he'll continue to be honored for, you know, time. Every time somebody calls up my post-game show and says, I wish the Cardinals played more Whitey ball, that's a credit to him, and that's something that's never going to go away.
Yeah, so you've got a whole brand of baseball named after you. It tells you why he's a Hall of Famer, and everybody knows what that is. Everybody that we meet, every city we go to, knows the legacy of Whitey's ability to manage. And what I said about Ken Holtzman is also true of Whitey Herzog. You're talking about baseball royalty, but yet he also had the common touch. He could actually connect with people, with fans. He connected with the fan base here. He re-energized the fan base, not for the first time. Obviously, the Cardinals had great tradition before Whitey Herzog, and they've had it since. But he really re-energized it at a time where it was needed, and put people back in the ballpark again in the millions. And so I think the Cardinals franchise is indebted to him, but he never I think he always understood that it was a two-way street. He was indebted to having the job, and that's why he was always at the ballpark after retirement. He just loved being around the stadium, watching games. He was up to speed about every pitcher. He, you know, I remember conversations with him about Jack Flaherty and Paul DeJong and, you know, and Adam Wainwright. He would talk about the players. He knew what they were doing. He knew what they needed to do. He knew what they were working on. I mean, he just honestly knew the game inside and out.
The one guy that's got the St. Louis connection that might surprise a few folks is Carl Erskine, because we remember him specifically from the Dodgers, a world champion, a great, great player, but somebody that you have particular knowledge about his connection to the Cardinals.
Yeah, Carl died the day after Whitey did, and so 3 days in a row the people we're talking about was Ken and then Whitey and then Carl Erskine, who was 97 when he passed in Indiana. He had received last year the Buck O'Neill Award for the Hall of Fame for his longtime service to baseball, and certainly his service to dealing and helping with civil rights causes along the way. I actually got connected with him because he was very involved with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, as I have been my adult life. And so a mutual friend kind of connected us, and he gave me his phone number to my friend and asked me to call him. So I called him about 3 or 4 years ago, sent me a book that I'm holding in my hand right now, which is Tales from the Dodgers Dugout that he wrote. But he gave me a lot of those tales on the phone when we talked. I had a special conversation with Carl Erskine, who was a member of the 1948 Brooklyn Dodgers. His rookie year in the big leagues was the year after Jackie Robinson started. And what he told me on that phone call is that Jackie Robinson did more to assimilate him to being a big leaguer. He helped him out more. That's the one guy that came to me, but beyond everybody on that team, to help me. It was Jackie Robinson, which I just find just wonderful that Jackie obviously had a lot of people that were detractors, and he had teammates that helped him, Pee Wee Reese most notably, but that Jackie quickly turned and started helping teammates. In fact, he told me in that conversation that Jackie should have been the first African-American manager of baseball, too, because he was a leader in our clubhouse. Everybody respected him, and he would have been a great manager. He knew the game inside and out.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Specifically, the Cardinals connection, and this connects them with Jack Buck as well. You told me the story, but share it for our audience because it's very interesting.
So I also learned that in the phone call. So we had this FCA connection and this Dodger connection, and I kind of thought that was it. And I was really interested in learning about the Dodgers and the early Dodgers and Jackie Robinson in particular, Pee Wee Reese. But somewhere along the line, he said, oh, yeah, I also did some Cardinal games with Jack Buck. And it's like, well, you did what? And so he went on to say that Jack was recruiting him essentially to be one of the broadcasters for the Cardinals. And I don't know how many games they did, but he said he did a couple of games, and Jack was trying to ask him to move to St. Louis, and he didn't want to leave what he had in his family and friends in Indiana. So he said no, but he actually considered it. And so I think about this connection that I had with Mr. Erskine, which I feel like that's what I should call him, and just the treasure of the conversation that I had with him, but that we had this connection of not only the broadcasting but the Dodgers and FCA was just a sweet connection that, again, happens in the game of baseball. You get to know people, you get to know people that are from maybe different backgrounds, but you still have some things in common.
He had a child who had Down syndrome, and I know that became a sign that was something he was an advocate for, and he wrote a book about that. You're holding a book that he wrote. I mean, you talk about a guy, there's a statue of him in Anderson, Indiana. You just talk about a guy who left a legacy.
Yeah, I talked to some of my FCA friends that were on staff in the state of Indiana. We talk about him like he was, again, we're talking royalty again. We said that about, you know, Ken Holtzman and his career in the World Series and Whitey, the Hall of Fame manager, but he was a leader in the community like times 100. He was a bank president for a lot of years and very successful in business, but also kind of a community-minded guy that everybody loved. And so and the causes would be part of that. And I know that he did a lot to talk about his faith and FCA, which again is my kind of my wheelhouse. But even beyond that, just a solid citizen that. That you know, we're gonna everybody's gonna miss him in Indiana. We'll miss Whitey here in St. Louis and around the world, and we'll certainly miss Ken Holtzman too.
I believe he was Sandy Koufax is now the last remaining survivor from the 55 Dodgers, if I have that correct. That's why I think conversations like these are so important, because folks from that era of this game are leaving us, and it's important that these type of stories and they're out there for people to enjoy.
So we have our baseball cards. We can Google people. We can go to Wikipedia and find out information, but you can't always get the heart of somebody. And so, you know, just having a chance to talk about those three guys and the heart of what they meant to me, you know, Kenny Holtzman helped me, and Carl gave me such great things to think about in terms of our connection, and Whitey helped me in ways beyond measure. And so that's the stuff we have to keep alive, not just info, because info's one thing. You know, as I said about, if I've been saying this about Whitey all week, you know, I learned that long time ago, you manage things, but you lead people. So, you know, things are one thing, but people and the stories and the connection and the heart and the mind and you know, interaction, what you care about and how you treat people, all that stuff is that's a whole different story. And Whitey was a great leader, and glad I got to see him do that. And I think he helped a generation of people become Cardinal fans.
Ricky, thank you so much for taking this time.
You bet. My pleasure, Matt.
That was a conversation that I had earlier in the week with Ricky Horton, former Cardinals pitcher, obviously part of the radio broadcast team now. And he really wanted to be able to share the Carl Erskine story and his connection to Cardinals baseball. And I bet the vast majority of people listening right now had no clue that Erskine had that connection to the Cardinals and did some Cardinals games with Jack Buck, and maybe had an opportunity if he would have chosen to leave his home in Indiana and move to St. Louis, that he would have been able to be part of the Cardinals broadcast team on a more permanent basis. But we talked about this the night that we did the show when Whitey Herzog passed away. It is, and then the next day when we ran the Chatters Box podcast where Whitey talked with Kyle McClellan. It's so important that we have these conversations, that we save these things. That's why I love the audio archive that we have here at KMOX and with the Cardinals Radio Network. And you know, every week, seemingly, we're adding to that archive, whether it's the Friday Night Live by Lowe's or other things that we're doing, some of the conversations we have during the off season with the Countdown to Opening Day show, this conversation that I just had with Ricky. Like the fact that Carl Erskine did some Cardinals games with Jack Buck might have been a nugget that was just kind of lost in the passing of time. And now we have a record of that thanks to that conversation. I think things like that are really, really important. And I would say that especially in this baseball community of St. Louis, it is that much more important. All right. Again, we have an opportunity for you to chime in on the Cardinals. If you would like to do so, you can call or text 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. On the table, thoughts on Jordan Walker and his demotion. Also, how you're feeling after the Cardinals take 2 of 3 from a good Diamondbacks team, but at the same time, the one loss was really, really ugly. We'll continue on. It is a Strike Zone Hour, and it's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.